Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's kind of a special ancillary episode. We want to give you guys a taste of what, like, the daily version of Going In Raw would be. You know, we got a Patreon going right now. We're trying to launch this Going In Raw channel. So any support you guys can give out, your support has been amazing so far.
Yes.
We've merely scratched the surface, though. And there's a lot of you out there might be interested in a daily Going In Raw show. So this is what it would be like.
Yeah.
It'd be like the same fucking thing, only slightly shorter.
Yeah, I mean, there is huge news today, according to TMZ.
Tell us the news. Breaking news, Larson.
According to TMZ, Sting is retiring.
Those two turnbuckle power bombs that he took from Seth Rollins apparently sealed the deal. Like, apparently, like, I had read that he originally had only planned to do
the WrestleMania 31 match against Triple H.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then for whatever reason, he was convinced that he probably, you know, he seemed coming into that, like, when you read, there was an interview he gave not too long ago where he talked about sort of his reasons for coming to WWE. And one of the things was mainly he wants to put over younger guys. And that's why, it's funny, he wants to put over younger guys, but he put over Triple H.
Yeah.
But that's why he seemed really excited about fighting Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Because we all know Seth Rollins is, like, you know, one of the biggest, I'm going to say new guys, but, you know, he's the future of the WWE. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yeah, he is.
And so having a program with him, and the match that he had with him on, was that on a
Night of Champions?
Night of Champions.
Was really good.
Was really, really good. And then there was that horribly confusing end where he fucked his neck up really bad. And,
yeah.
And then, you know, they had to end the match real quick. So... but the build-up to it was very intriguing because it mm-hmm. led us thought, well, hey, maybe, you know, him going over or Triple H going over him at WrestleMania, maybe part of that was, hey, we're going to put the belt on you for a little period of time. We knew that it probably wasn't going to happen.
But it would have been pretty awesome.
It would have been pretty shocking and pretty awesome, and I thought they could have pulled it off pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
They elected not to, and he got injured, and it just, you can't fuck with the neck.
Yeah, like, he's got spinal stenosis.
Yeah, and he's
the narrowing of your spinal column.
He's 56 or 57, whatever he is right now.
He's pretty much done everything except for, you know, have the WWE title.
Right, he's going into the Hall of Fame this year, mm-hmm. well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously this is something that we all knew might have been on the horizon. I'm happy for him in that he got to have, I thought, the most fun match at WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
He had his WrestleMania moment.
Yep.
And he's had an amazing career.
Yeah.
So, you know, well wishes to Steve Borden.
Yes.
I hope he remains. I mean, it'd be fun. You can still come in and do things.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy who probably won't, though. He probably, I would think that at this point, he's probably at peace with his career. I could see him in a cameo role at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
we
I'm
talked
sure
about this
I'm
in the
sure
last
he'll show up in some capacity.
Right. And so, you know, it's big news.
Yeah.
Sting, officially, maybe, retiring.
I've read a lot about people being upset about his two losses on mm-hmm. pay-per-views. He was in one Raw match.
Yeah.
And he's a tag match.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember, I think it was Rollins, he made submit to the Scorpion Deathlock.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people were saying that Vince had ruined Sting's legacy by jobbing him out. Which, you know, at this point in his career, I would be surprised if Sting really... is that concerned with that?
Yeah, I don't think Sting cares.
You know,
he's
you know, his legacy is intact based on the 25 plus year career he's already had.
Yeah.
And if his goal is to have an experience and to put younger guys over,
yeah,
then, you know, if Sting's cool with that, why can't anybody else be cool with that?
I know. I agree with all that. I think you and I both agree.
Maybe it'd be great if he came and got a win on a huge stage like WrestleMania. That'd have been awesome. I was hoping he would beat Triple H, and I think, separate from how the match was booked, it would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But if Sting's at peace with it, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, no, I am too. And I mean, here's the thing. There's a lot of reasons. This is pro wrestling. You got to toss logic, for the most part, out the window.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of reasons why it makes sense that Triple H won. He's the current champion. If he's still fit enough to handle the current crop, then he should be able to beat a guy who's 56 years old. That being said, there are ways you can get around the age difference and the physical difference. And Sting, I still think it was a mistake to have Triple H win
I agree.
But, I mean, yeah, you know, if he Sting doesn't seem to care. Sting seems perfectly at peace with himself.
He wanted to experience WrestleMania.
Right.
He got that experience. I think for him that was...
It is absolutely fascinating to watch that WWE 24 on it. And see, he did look... I'm not going to say overwhelmed, but he did look like he had some butterflies in his stomach. Yeah. Like he understood the magnitude of it. So that was pretty cool. And that match, like I said, it was a lot of fun to watch live. It was a lot of fun to watch on the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. I hope we see him at WrestleMania besides the Hall of Fame mm-hmm. thing and just like, you know, some sort of little cameo. It'd be kind of fun like we talked about in the last episode.
So I thought it'd be fun if we reminisce about our favorite Sting moments.
There's so many great Sting moments. Oh, I'll say this. When I started watching, it's funny, like, I didn't start watching wrestling in the Hogan days, like, back in the day. I used to watch the cartoons of that, and it sort of fascinated me. But I think I caught on early on that there was a fake stigma to wrestling. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, why watch it? Like, even as a kid, I was like, oh, this is fake. But when I got older in college during the Monday Night Wars, and I started hanging out with you guys, is when I started watching. And Sting was just, he had just come back. Like it was right before Starrcade 97, and that's when I started watching. And so Sting to me has always been the Crow guy, but then you go back in time, you're like, oh God, he's doing the surfer thing. And so like, to me, the cool's like my favorite Sting moments were the big, like him facing off against Hogan for the belt at Starrcade. That Sting is my favorite, probably in terms of like appreciating his legacy, but there's a lot of funny Sting too. Like, the fake Sting in WCW was fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Surfer, the mini movie that they did where him and the Bulldog were on the beach and Sid and Vader.
Yeah.
And wasn't like the Colonel Robert Fuller there too? Was he there? I think he was there. Or what, Harley Race was there, I think. It was that whole weird thing. Then Sting hung out with RoboCop at one point.
Yeah.
That was weird. A lot of weird moments. What about yours?
I was thinking, we went to one Nitro that was here in Sacramento back during the Monday Night Wars, and I don't think he was at that show, nor was he at the house show he went to. So I think the first time actually got to see him wrestle was at WrestleMania.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just happy, you know, got to experience one of his matches live.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like the fake Sting. Like, so I got back, I used to watch wrestling when I was younger in the 80s.
Right.
And to me, wrestling was WWF. I had no knowledge of WCW or NWA or AWA or WCCW.
Yeah. I think that was for a lot of people that was
anything true. Except for WWF because I happened to come across it on television one day.
Right.
And so I didn't know anything about Sting until I got back into wrestling in the mid-90s. And when I started watching WCW, it was right as the NWO thing started. And he was making the transition from Surfer Sting to Crow Sting.
Right.
So he had the dark hair and he was growing it out, but he still had the surfer clothes He saw his brightly colored pants and stuff. So it was interesting kind of seeing the beginning of his transition to Crow Sting, but not really knowing much about what happened prior to that.
Yeah. That's always the great thing about wrestling is that there's always those weird transitional periods for certain wrestlers.
I remember a tag match with Lex Luger I watched.
One of these days we're going to do like a best Lex Luger moment.
Oh, man.
Number one is him versus Bruiser Brody. That's great. I also like when he joined the Wolfpack, when like the NWO thing was so ridiculous and stupid that even Sting joined the Wolfpack. And he had the red paint, which was just like so greasy.
Yeah.
It looks so bad on him.
Yeah.
There was no matte finish makeup for Sting.
No.
It was like the greasiest crap they can throw on his face, and he looked horrible.
Yeah, it was not a bad idea.
I love that. Love that theme music though.
Yeah,
Wolfpack is back.
Great.
Mess is something. I don't know what it is. Let's see here, and then you have right here Sting's legacy. You've already sort of touched on.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I think. His legacy. I mean, he was the
franchise.
Yeah, he was
WCW's
franchise. You know, most prominent and popular homegrown star.
Yep.
So,
Man Called Sting. There you go.
Thank you, Sting.
Yeah. Time for some SmackDown results, Larson.
Oh, I mean, there's just one thing we should talk about.
One thing?
Because I read through it and I remember much, but Owens and AJ had a match that Jericho cost. AJ the match.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But then the major thing I saw was that Roman Reigns opened the show with a promo.
Yeah.
Which instantly,
A lot of people were saying he was getting booed pretty heavily. Oh, so yeah. I'm anxious to see
I don't know why they insist on having him talk.
I don't know, man. We talk about this off camera. It's bizarre to me. Like, they're booking a lot of things right. They know how to book things correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He is being booked completely wrong.
Yeah.
Completely wrong. It's so bizarre to me.
The AJ-Jericho feud. They're handling that perfectly.
Yeah, well. Absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of storylines are handling very well.
Yeah.
But this one...
It's absolutely bizarre.
It.
Did you watch NXT last night?
No, so you'll have to fill me in.
I did. It was good. It was packed. There was a tag match between
I read the results. There was three tag matches on the show, wasn't there?
I know of two. I'm trying to think of the other one. If I start running down.
The Hype Bros.
Oh god, that didn't count. Against Jobber 1 and Jobber 2. Mojo Rawley's weird. He's got like flabby body. Like, he needs to work out more. Maybe that's just who he is. I don't know. I don't like the hype. I'm not big on the Hype Bros. I'm not. Zack Ryder, like, sometimes he has a beard and sometimes he doesn't. Like, I don't know if this was taped before he grew his beard. Because now he's got a beard. But then in the show, he didn't. In NXT, he didn't. So I don't know if he shaved it, like, before. I don't know when these tapings were.
It's weird.
It's all very confusing. Emma fought some jobber chick. Her initials are DP. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I forget her name. Deanna Palazzo or something
like
that.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Anyways, Emma won.
Yeah.
She looks like she's smiling the whole time.
I know. She's so happy to be a bad guy, bad woman.
So bad. And like half her words she mumbles when she promos somebody or she talks to somebody. American Alpha fought the VOD villains. The odd villains. They have odd chests. Aiden English. He's got the weirdest like non-wrestler body I've ever seen in my life. He's super pale. He's like, he's a fit guy. Here's the thing. He has the face of like a 30-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
He has the hair and rest of body of like a really fit 60-year-old.
Yeah.
And Simon Gotch has this weird thing. Like, look, I'm not talking shit about them as people. I'm sure as people, their souls are great. Simon Gotch, these things are distracting to me, okay? These things are distracting. Simon Gotch has, like, one of his titties is hanging out, and it's, like, a fit titty, but, like, the skin around it sags sometimes. When he, like, leans over, it's, like, it sags off his tit, off his pec muscle.
Yeah.
It's very distracting. I don't want these guys to win.
Yeah.
Because of that. It's not because they're heels now, which I think they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're VOD villains, but I know they were kind of face-ish.
Yeah, they were...
point.
When they had the belts, they were faces, weren't they?
Everybody sits on their hands when they come out because they're shitty music. I get it.
It's one thing to have something that fits within the character, but yeah, it's...
There is nobody that is more well-defined in their gimmick as the vaudevillains.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about them, their intro, their look, their music, everything they do, their movements.
Yeah.
All of it. Their names.
Yeah.
It's all so well thought out with the gimmick. It's so detailed.
But it's not a gimmick that will last more than like 3 minutes on the main roster.
It's like they put them on there still just because so much time and thought was put into their gimmick.
I know. Someone meticulously added every scratch.
Nobody marks out for them.
Opening package, you know?
And so they took on America Alpha, who we're both huge fans of. I love these guys.
Yeah, they're
great.
I love
these guys. They're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
Gable and Jordan. They don't even need the name American Alpha.
I know.
I like their name, Jordan and Gable.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. They're now the number one contenders to Dash and Dawson's, the Revival, their tag teams. What was that?
So they'll have a match at TakeOver Dallas, correct?
Correct. Huge news. Number one, I've been pronouncing Shinsuke Nakamura incorrectly. Apparently, it's pronounced Shinsuke. Shinsuke Nakamura. Thanks to Corey Graves for that one, because I thought it was always Shinsuke. Because I heard Kenny Omega on an event pronounce it Shinsuke.
Oh, okay.
But he says Shinsuke. That's what fucking Corey Graves says.
Okay.
I don't know. But we're getting Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura at NXT TakeOver Dallas.
Correct.
That's huge.
Yep.
That's going to be fucking great. It's going to be amazing. Sami Zayn is in the ring. Regal, he's cutting his regular everyman promo. Regal comes out, says, "You're going to fight our newest signee. And he goes in the back, and then like the screen does like this weird static thing. It's weird. It did static in 16:9, but then it looked like Shinsuke had like a 4:3 front facing camera. So he's rocking like the iPhone 3 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says, I'm going to be at TakeOver, you know, and it's really cool. Cause he's like facing not towards the camera. Then he does this. He's just a cool looking dude. Really cool looking dude. So crowd marked out big for that. That's going to be a huge match.
Yeah.
Bayley and Asuka teamed up against,
Nia Jax and Eva Marie, right?
And Eva Marie. And then they won. It was Bayley and Asuka won.
Yeah, yeah.
It was then revealed by Regal, Asuka, number one contender facing Bayley. At TakeOver Dallas, do you think Asuka gets the belt at that point and Bayley moves on? You think so?
Yeah. I'm sticking with my prediction that Bayley shows up the Raw after WrestleMania.
But she's not going to have the title with her? Asuka's going to have the title?
Yeah.
Man, Asuka's going to have that belt for as long as she wants it. And Corey Graves and also Tom Phillips.
Yeah.
He does such a great job putting over the women.
Mm-hmm.
He does such a fucking great job. Like he was saying, Asuka's freaking me out. He said something like, I love Corey Graves. He's fucking great. He said something like, he said, Phillips, you ever watch one of those National Geographic specials where a baby deer is like at a pond drinking some water and you just know at any moment an alligator is going to come up and take it? Well, that's how I feel right now with Asuka coming to the ring. It's great. God, I hope they bring him up to Maine at some point.
He's
great on NXT, so I don't know. I like him on NXT.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where I want him. Let's see here. And then Gargano?
Yeah.
Yeah, him, the bald one.
Okay.
I never know if it's Ciampa or Gargano.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
He had a fight against Jobber McJobs a lot.
Okay.
And he won very fast. I don't know. I don't know what his gimmick is. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why I should care about Gargano or Ciampa. Ciampa has like, his logo is like a winky face, smiley face. What is that supposed to mean? I don't know any of these people. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
Get a personality.
Okay.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this means. A wink?
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's just tongue-in-cheek?
I guess so.
That's his gimmick. He's tongue-in-cheek.
I guess so.
I don't know. I was really sad the Drifter didn't show up last night. You know why I was sad the Drifter didn't show up?
Why?
Because Corey Graves runs him down so beautifully. I love it. I love every second Corey Graves talks about the Drifter.
I know.
It makes me laugh so fucking hard.
Because Elias Sampson is supposed to be a heel, I believe, right? And Graves is a heel announcer. And yet he runs him down.
He runs him down every opportunity. So bad, and it's fucking hilarious.
It is.
Oh, man. Let's see here. And then, the Hype Bros, which I don't really care about at all.
You want to talk Lucha Underground?
I didn't see it, but you did.
Yeah, it was good. I don't think it was a season finale, but it kind of had that feel because there. Wait, what?
No, I was going to say, go ahead.
Oh, there was two title matches, two title changes.
Yeah.
They don't have a tag team. Well, I guess it's a tag team. Their tag team division is called the Trios.
Oh, so okay.
Three-person tag team.
It's all six-man matches.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so the champions were...
Trios means three in Spanish. Continue.
The champions were aligned themselves with the Lucha heavyweight champion, Mil Muertes.
Yes.
And the people that were challenging were two guys and a female wrestler.
Okay.
Everybody in the match was really good. It was a really good match. Challengers won.
Yeah.
Great match. That's about it.
We're just beginning in terms of Lucha Underground.
Yeah,
we'll know the names.
Yeah, no, I know the name is on Helico.
Okay. That means son angel of some sort.
Yeah. Son of Havoc.
Okay.
And Ivelisse.
I love those fucking names.
Their names are great. Their packaging's great.
That's fantastic.
They had Chavo Guerrero fought in a bull rope match.
Yeah.
With a guy named Tejano.
You said Chavo's pretty jacked these days.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Yeah, jeez.
He's like twice the size he was in WCW.
It's not saying
he's
much.
Huge.
Though. He was tiny.
That match was okay.
Yeah.
The main event was really good. It was the champion, Mil Muertes, against Phoenix, who was the Gift of the Gods champion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gift of the Gods is kind of like, it seems like it's part TV champion.
Yeah.
But also part Money in the Bank briefcase.
It's a scrub belt, but it's Money in Bank
belt. No, I guess it's... the first episode I watched was the first episode of season two, and they said... This is like, it kind of said, this is the belt that has to be defended all the time.
Okay.
So that's why I call it like the TV title.
Oh, yeah.
The TV
okay,
title
yeah,
had to be defended every TV
show, yeah.
That was a really good match. Really physical.
Yeah.
Good spots.
Yeah.
Bloody. They fought into the crowd.
Yeah.
And Phoenix won.
Right on.
But then next week, They have this thing called Aztec Warfare. It's kind of like a battle royal, but instead of throwing people off the top, out of the ring over the top rope, it's you're limited only when you're pinned or submitted.
Oh.
And so, like, two people start, and every 90 seconds, I think another person comes in.
So, like, elimination
up to 20
chamber
people.
Slash.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Slash battle royal. So, that's next week.
What is it called again?
Aztec Warfare.
Oh, I like that.
And,
sounds like an old Commodore 64 game,
I know.
Aztec Challenge.
Typically, for the Aztec Warfare, it's to crown a new number one contender for the belt. But this time, it's for the belt.
Nice. Right on.
So, and Phoenix is going in number one. The new champion's going one.
We got to go check out those things. You were saying off camera. What did you say? You're apprehensive.
Well, just because they were busted open and
wrestling.
See,
I wouldn't bring this up, but I didn't think it was a good point.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys that are busted open wrestling in the crowd. Doesn't seem safe.
It's not safe. It's unsanitary. Mm. I don't want somebody else's blood on my body, my person.
That's what I
mean. And I get that.
Unsanitary, yes.
Well, maybe we can approach it like it's a Gallagher-type situation. We'll bring
tarps.
Yeah, we'll bring the tarps. Some of our friendos.
Well, it seems like they also, whenever they go into the crowd, it's kind of in the same area based on what I've watched.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay, so we just know not to go there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Awesome. Some of you amazing friendos have sent us some cool shit for our set, and we really appreciate that.
Yes.
If you want to participate in that, P.O. Box, 1814 Orangevale, California, 95662. I'll put that in the comments below.
I mean the description.
Description as well. Can't even open that one.
Here, I'll open.
You get started on that. I'll get started on that. This is just tape. Scotch tape. And let's see here. This says it's from somebody named Motsi. That one I'm pretty sure is not from the person it says. I think that's... I don't know. We're going to open it up and find out. Because the person that sent from says Travis...
Something or other, yeah.
Something or other. I think that's who Jonathan Rivera sent it from because he bought it directly and just had it sent.
That makes sense.
So if you guys, whoever sent this stuff to us, just let us know and we'll credit you next episode. Andrew, here's a new piece for the Going In Raw set. Here's my idea. Nobody win! Dusty Club. Oh, the Dusty Club.
That's
home
good.
Of the Dusty Finish. Hope you guys enjoy it. It ends up on a wall. Oh, I love it.
That's great.
Nobody wins, baby. Nobody wins. That is definitely going up on the wall. Thank you very much for that.
All right, here's this one. Uh-oh. So we got some more Luger.
Oh, God. That's the biggest. That's the giant Luger.
Can just this part go over my shoulder right there?
I think that should. What is he wearing?
He's
got tussles?
This is the narcissist Lex Luger, I believe, when he has the tassels.
So which one? Oh, no. Who's on the back?
Crush.
Isn't that Bryan Adams?
Yep.
I think we're definitely going to go with the Lex side.
Yep.
I think it's got to be Lex next to Lex, or are you just going to... We can't do this right here. It's got to be Lex next to Lex.
Really? Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll figure Lex out.
We're going to have... Apparently, my whole side of the wall is going to be Lex.
I think that's a good idea. Get some Lex dolls, some Lex necklaces, some Lexuses. This says from Louise Anderson. Again, I don't know if this is actually from Louise Anderson. Look at this. Ooh, I've got a good feeling about this one, Larson. I've got a very good feeling. Do you know why?
Why?
Because a friendo sent something. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we like to get things here on the Going In Raw set. Do you know why I'm excited about this one?
Why?
Because it's me. Do you know why?
Because it's Jesse the Body Ventura.
That's right, brother. It's Jesse the Body Ventura. Do you know why?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the name I decided to go under. Do you know why?
I don't know.
Am I exhausting you?
Very much so.
Do you know why? Look at Jesse the Body right there. That is definitely going up. Look at that. It looks like... who does that look like? It kind of doesn't even look like Jesse.
It looks like... Oh, man.
Who does that look like? It looks like somebody. Uncle Leo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought. It's Uncle Leo. That is absolutely fantastic. So if this is... It in fact come from Louise Anderson, or if somebody else wants to claim it, let us know. We'll give you guys credit in the next episode. That's fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Oh, we could probably find this right now. We'll just do...
Right here?
Well, that goes over... That goes over me. Maybe we can
that's
put another one right there. That is a big problem.
You can't go over...
Can't go over Primetime Brian Lee.
Can't go over Dan.
Is Primetime sort of peeking out there?
Let's see.
He's peeking out. That's
there
good.
Go.
He's
that's
peeking
fine.
Out. All right.
Is that it?
I think that's it for today. We'll be back on
Tuesday
for the next Going In Raw. Thanks you guys for tuning in. Be sure to go to patreon.com/StephenLarson. Support if you can. If not, we'll be here for you guys all the same.
Yeah.